It was great. Met him in when we were out in San Diego, and just picking his brain, just asking him how he covered wide receivers and his techniques. And some of them were similar, the things we were talking about and sharing, and some was different. So I definitely, you know, took some of his tips and hopefully try to use them in my game. I knew him. I knew about him. I mean, just going down the history of cornerbacks, you just try to go through all of them, the Darryl Greens, the Deion Sanders, the Mel Blunts, all of them. So it was just good to actually see him around and him, you know, come visit us in San Diego. Yeah, he just, I guess Bill invited him, and it was just pretty awesome for him to be there. And when I saw him at first, I was kind of like, who is, I'm like, I know that face. It looks familiar. And then Bill, you know, brought him, you know, around the team and introduced him and said, hey, this is Mike Hayes. And I'm like, I knew it was him. And I just waited around afterwards. A bunch of guys did, me, Brandon Browner, Devin McCourty, and he actually got to talk to him. It's just you know, my position, you know, and just being a fan of those guys and seeing it. I mean, they're very successful at what they do, so why not, you know, ask questions and see what you can get, you know, what answers you can get from those guys. I didn't even know I was involved in that conversation, so that's something totally new to me. I have no idea. I just look at the sky's the limit, and you never know what's going to be ahead of you. Like I said, I'm humble about it, and even being that conversation with the other guys, because it is some great players in this league, and I don't know. It's like I said, I'm humble about, to be mentioned with those other guys. I think one is God-given talent. Two is just studying, man, just trying to be the best I can, just studying offenses and formations and receivers and just having a knack for it, just to try to figure out tails or tendencies that the opponents we play, and it might be a sickening to it, and it's, or maybe competition to just compete at a high level, and that's what I just try to do. I think so. I think where I'm at now, I think I'm a better player than I was a couple years ago, just by the growth as a player just growing in this league and just continue to just stay consistent with my studies and what I do as a player. This will be my second trip. Last year I was in Tampa, and that was our first game of the year, and it was pretty weird. I think I'm going to just approach it like I did that game last year when I played for Tampa. Just approach it the same way. Just to try to not, have no pressure and just relax, man. Approach it like each week that I approach any game, and just be excited, man. Just be happy to just try to go in there and get a win. Just be relaxed as much as I can. And like I said, that was kind of weird too, them coming up here. But at the same time, just try to relax, man, because I do know a lot of those guys on, in New York, and still talk to a lot of those guys. And like I said, just try to not look at it as practice. Look at it as it's really competition, and, this is it's a game. It's something serious.